I'm so glad that camera got up. That's so nice. And that he can do stuff like that. I mean, that's a real talent. I can't do anything. I mean, like that, I can explain or something like that, but I put the cameras up and stuff like that. I can't even do my phone right, so. All right, Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you and you only to be silent. There will always be trials and tribulations in life, but God will carry you through every storm in your life and give you strength. So it's saying that God's going to fight for us. But it also says for us to be silent. Well, let's talk about us being silent. I know y'all laugh when I say I'm going to be silent. Being silent means being still. And that means that I know in act and deed that God is with me, leading me, and I have surrendered to his guidance. Being still says I am faithful and that I need and love and trust God. In every situation, we need to love and trust God. We are going to have, I know Merlin was saying, you know, I know it says in the Bible, God won't give you too much that you can't handle. That's not how it says. It doesn't say you're not going to have anything that, and then you're not going to be able to handle it. It just means that whatever you're going through, trials, tribulations, worries, frustrations, God will see you through your issues because Jesus is victorious. But he wants us to be still and to listen. We've got to listen and be, I know, Lord, I know, be patient. That is something that I need to work on. So, I mean, I am not the most patient person. You know, if I call you or you call me and then I call you right back and you don't answer, I get impatient. If I call somebody, they don't answer, but I get impatient. If I text somebody, they don't text me right, I get impatient. But being patient and loving and kind, that is a good thing. And God looks at our hearts. But we have got to trust God. And when I mean trust God, I mean you're all sold out to him. You give your all to him. Everything, every part of your life, every being in your soul, everything within you is his. You give your life to him. You trust him. You want to be silent so you can hear him. I hear people go, well, I don't hear God. I don't know what you're talking about. They never be still and listen. You've got to listen. Be still. God's going to fight your fights for you because he loves you and he wants the best for you. Right now, Jim's having struggles. I know frustrations over there. Let me tell you, going through these frustrations, you've got to trust God that there's a resolution. It may not come today. It may not come tomorrow. It may not come until 5 years from now. But we've got to go, God, take my all. Take my all. But when we do that, we can't have sin in our life. We need revival. I remember when I got saved, I was so excited. I felt like a monkey was off my back. I was just hopping around going, yes, Jesus, praise you, Jesus. Man, I was going to nursing homes and leading people to the Lord. 28 people. I was on top of the world. I loved them. I went back and saw them every week, make sure they're okay. I was on top of the world on fire. And now I get in different situations where I don't feel completely safe, but I'll get that push. Go talk to them. Go talk to them. Just because somebody has tattoos, just because someone looks different, just because someone's dressed different, doesn't mean that we don't treat them with respect. You treat people with respect, you get respect back. And a lot of people, like my ex-husband, he demanded respect. You can't do that. You have to earn respect. And I know we all kid around and go, Larry, Larry, this and that, especially me. But this is our pastor. So while we're in the sanctuary, that's our pastor. When church is over, hey, Larry, you know what? The stars won the other night just to irritate you, you know. But we've got a great relationship here. I think this relationship that we have this week is the best we've ever had since I've been coming here. So we don't want to ruin that. But we don't want to have sin in our lives either. So let's don't be telling lies, let's don't be cutting people down, let's not be judging somebody else, let's not give up on people. You know, we just got to, like, when God opened the door to me, when he goes, you don't want coals on people's head because you want them to hurt. You want God to help them to repent. Oh, okay, I want people's head to be on fire because it made me mad. No, you want them to repent. That's the goal for all of us, to repent. And if something you're doing right now and you know within your knower that you shouldn't be doing it, you're gossiping, talking about, well, same thing, talking about other people, judging people on what they're doing, getting mad, angry, saying things that you shouldn't, you know, we need to get right with God, because that affects our body. That affects this body. If I go out and sin, you're affected by it because we're in this body together. That's what I feel anyway. So, you know, if the pastor's sinning, it's going to affect us. I'm kidding, pastor. You know what I mean. Pastor probably never sinned. So,
that's true.
Anyway,
not that part.
He said that's true.
Not that part.
Probably never.
The part about messing up.
Oh, yeah.
Probably never continually sin.
Right.
He's up into situations that he couldn't get out of with God's help.
Yeah, but he's awesome. I have such high respect for him. That, I mean, I think that.
I do too.
I mean, I love the guy. He's so smart. He jumped right in when David passed away 6 years ago and was there checking on him.
I'm so glad we took that trip before he passed.
Yeah.
It was just like, we're just going to go see somebody at the hospital.
Yeah. Well, I knew he felt bad when he asked Kathy to hug him by. Right then I knew, oh, there's something really wrong with David. You know, we were laughing about it. But she had called up there and said, me and Mom coming up there, can we come up there? And Kimmy was there. She said, yeah. And he couldn't talk hardly, you know. And I was going, tell him to bring me a Whataburger. Of course, he could eat. And they started laughing. But there was a lot of cool things that happened all during that process. People that came to see him that thought, yeah, you'll be up next week. We'll be blah, blah, blah. You know, you just never know. What a precious.
I think that's what killed Kay. She couldn't eat. Yeah. They wouldn't let her eat.
It's
months.
It's just, well, I think we can go without food, but being dehydrated and stuff like that, you can't do that. Lord knows I could go probably a long time without food, but I'm not going to try right now. But anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is don't go a day without being kind to somebody. Because you don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow. Right. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. So let's just enjoy each other, lift each other up, and God will do something good for us. I believe that. And he's going to fight for me. That's awesome, because I don't have anybody to fight for me. I fight with the pastor, but he doesn't fight for me. Well, he probably does in his prayer life, but, you know, he loves us so much, he's going to fight for me. But he wants me to be silent. Okay, God, he goes, thinking of being silent, why don't you wrap it up? Okay, thank you, God. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for giving us wisdom. Thank you, God, for helping us to know that we've got to trust you, that we're not on the fence going back and forth, that we truly, truly want to trust you. Just please bless us today. Give us your strength, Father. Help us to be courageous and bold in our walk with you. Lord, I just pray that you would use us this week on bringing someone to the Lord. I just ask that the Holy Spirit would help us this week to make a change in somebody's life. We as Lord Emmaus need to make a change in at least one person's life a week. So I give all this to you. Thank you for Sunday school. Thank you for loving us. Be with us during the singing and the preaching. We love you and give our hearts to you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.